This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Wednesday, July 15th, 2015, day one of Jade Helm. We're going to be watching that very closely. We've got some reports on that coming up. Of course, we're also going to be talking about this new video from Planned Parenthood. We're going to be talking about the deal with Iran, Obama's deal with Iran. People are weighing in on both sides of that. We've got the neocons like Dick Cheney furious about it. But then, of course, we've got this is a deal that has actually been put together by Obama. I don't know whose side to take. I really don't have a dog in this fight. So I'm going to go back and look at this in historical context. We're going to look at this in terms of what was actually done in terms of lifting the sanctions. Will that make a difference or not one way or the other? So we're going to talk about that a little bit. Of course, Alex Jones is going to be joining us later in the program. He's now working on a big special report. He's going to be back and later on in the program. We're also going to have as a guest with us today, Dr. Group. Before we do, I want to go over some of the news that's here. We've got a big news day today. I don't want to go into depth on those stories that I just mentioned, but some of these smaller stories, I thought this was kind of interesting. At the same time, we've got Janet Yellen, top of the Drudge Report, kind of warning Congress to lay off of the Federal Reserve. Don't put any regulations on me. We've got a Santa Cruz County that votes to cease doing business with five too-big-to-fail megabanks. And, of course, what they do in this letter is they cite the involvement of Citigroup, J.P. Morgan Chase, Barclays, Royal Bank of Scotland, UBS. They leave out, for some reason, HSBC. But they talk about how they have been found guilty of rigging markets, the LIBOR markets. Have they been found guilty by the Justice Department? Of course, Eric Holder's Justice Department didn't send anybody to jail. He didn't suspend anybody's charters. He gave them fairly small fines. So at least at this local level, and I point out this story, even though it's a small story, because I think we have to understand what's going on globally, but we have to act locally. That's what the globalists have been saying for a long time to their grassroots people. Act locally, but think globally. Yeah, we need to do the same thing. We need to understand the global conspiracy for government. We need to understand who the global corporations are behind this global government, and we need to start shutting them down at the local level. Look at this from the Hill. We have taxpayers who are going to be paying $4 million for the CEOs of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Do you remember the bubble and the burst of the real estate bubble? Part of that was because of large incentives, bonuses given to the CEOs of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to look the other way, to extend loans to people who were not qualified for these loans. Now they want to give them salary increases of $150,000 a year, go from $600,000 to $750,000 because, you know, they just never can get enough money to those guys. At the same time, what do we get? In the United States. Well, we're getting the iron fist everywhere. We've got California, who just recently passed the SB 277 bill that mandated vaccines for children in order to get an education. The only exception for the time being is homeschooling. You can't put them even in a private school without getting them vaccinated with the vaccines that the government demands on the schedule that the government demands. No exceptions for anyone. So they just got that passed. And you know what? If you don't stop tyranny, they just keep coming at you. So now they're coming again with a bill to make adults who are working in any kind of rest home or adult care facility to make it a legal requirement. It'll be a criminal offense as well as taking the license of the organization if they don't get vaccinated. Now, that went up for a hearing last night. We had that article up on Infowars.com. I don't know the result of that hearing last night, if that is moving forward or not, but that is something people need to keep a close eye on. If it doesn't move forward, I can tell you that is the direction. Going down into medical tyranny is the direction that we are going. And at the same time, we see judges at the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeal demanding that nuns are now going to have to pay for abortion-causing drugs. Nuns. I mean, this is the insanity. This is crony capitalism writ large. This is what Obamacare is about. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers and sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, Infowars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com, owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people. They're veterans. They're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, hdfirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms, hdfirearms.com.
Alright, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play in the political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com. That's R like rebel, R, the letter R. Ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the thing, huh? Ourflags.com. That's ourflags.com. Go now.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Wednesday, July 15th, 2015. Of course, this is day one of Jade Helm. It was about a week ago that the Washington Post did a story. Jade Helm 15, heavily scrutinized military exercise to open without media access. That's exactly a week ago, July 8th. Actually, a week before that, they reprinted a mocking article that had been circulated a couple of months ago, making fun of the people in Bastrop, Texas, for being concerned and wanting to know what their government is. I mean, why should the slaves ever question what our masters tell us? And, of course, these are the guys who want to be our masters. They want to master the human domain. That includes us, especially us. That's where they're training here. So a week before, they had this mocking article saying, the Americans are coming. The Americans are coming. They're invading Texas. That was never our concern. And we've made this clear from the very beginning. We didn't think this was going to be the onset of martial law. If that was ever the plan. Of course, that's not going to be the case now because it's widely understood what's going on with Jade Helm. But now we saw about a week ago, Washington Post actually talking about how there wasn't going to be any media access. They said embedded reporters will not be permitted at any point during the exercise. This is from Lieutenant Colonel Mark Lastoria, same guy who went to Bastrop. The Washington Post pointed out that for several times they have requested access to observe Jade Helm. They said they made the case to the military that firsthand coverage would help to explain the mission. Yeah, see, if you don't have anything to hide, like these multinational treaties that are being done in secret, like pretty much everything our government is being doing in secret, we keep hearing these assurances that, you know, these treaties that we're doing, they're going to be great for you. You're going to win. That's what the American politicians tell the Americans. The European politicians tell the Europeans they're going to win in these trade agreements. But they won't show us the trade agreement. They tell us, don't worry, we're not going to give monopolies to Monsanto or the big pharmaceutical companies. But just trust us. We can't show you the agreement right now. They can't show us what's going on. It was a year ago that the military was meeting in the Pentagon, and one lady stood up there that was an officer. She stood up to the guy who was the head of the press corps, I think. I don't remember what his exact title was, but she said, nobody believes us. They say that we're just giving them mindless propaganda. How do we get through that? And he goes, yeah, it's a problem because, you know, we got Drudge out there and we got all these different alternative media and the Internet. And, I mean, these people are questioning what we do and pointing out when we lie to people. So the Washington Post is telling them, hey, let's just have firsthand media coverage. You can shut down all the speculation about what you're doing, which they call conspiracy theories. Okay, if you investigate, if you question the official story, that's always called a conspiracy theory. Come on, can we move on past that? That was something that was created by the CIA 50 years ago after the Kennedy assassination to shut down any questioning of the ridiculous official story at that point in time, and they've used it to try to cover up every ridiculous lie they've told us since then. We're not supposed to investigate. We're not supposed to question. That's precisely what an investigator does for a police department. Whether they're investigating murder or some other crime, they always come up with plausible scenarios. Who benefits from this? What can we learn about this? They try to uncover facts. They try to put together stuff because nobody comes out and says, well, this is what happens. And, of course, our government doesn't operate in a transparent mode anymore. So the Washington Post says, hey, give us firsthand media coverage. We could shut down the speculation. But LaStoria said, this is what the Washington Post says, LaStoria told us it's not possible to allow a journalist to travel with special operation forces in the field. He cited the isolated nature of the mission and the need to protect the identities of the special force troops. But then they point out, well, the military has granted access to special operation training in the past. They said in one recent example, a journalist observed the exercise Robin Sage in North Carolina. Remember when they talked about that? Remember when we said, hey, what are you doing here? They said, we do this stuff all the time. We do Robin Sage every year in North Carolina. And, of course, you know, they tell us it's the same thing. Well, it's not the same thing. They allow journalism coverage in Robin Sage in North Carolina. They do Robin Sage every year. They don't do this particular exercise, and they go on with this. They say the exercise was considered to be a final test for Green Beret soldiers in training. It calls for them to work through a scenario in which they organize a guerrilla force to overthrow the government of the fictional nation of Pineland. There's another difference between Jade Helm and Robin Sage. As Louis Gohmert pointed out, he had been in the military for a long time. I think he retired as a captain. He said, we always had fictional areas that we went against. You know, we trained in military bases, not outside of the military bases amongst the civilian population. But, of course, this is an exercise that doesn't have a fictional basis. That's one of the things that he was concerned about, one of the things we're concerned about. Look, we don't need the military conducting exercises outside of military bases. We don't need the military training to take over civilian populations outside of the military bases. Understand that when the military does these training exercises, and we're seeing these things happening all along, they come up to intimidate Russia in the Ukraine. They do military training exercises in the Mediterranean. They go into the Ukraine. They do these various exercises. Both Russia and the U.S. do this. They've always done this. Go right up close to where they're going to be fighting. Do the training. It's a method of intimidation. Okay? It's also a method of intimidation. So at one point, I remember this interview with Vladimir Putin. We've played it on InfoWars before, where some guy's telling him, hey, these exercises that are being done on the border of your country, they're not directed at you. And when the translator ran that through, Putin looked at him and just laughed for about 20 seconds. Come on. We know the same thing. We've seen these exercises being built up year after year after year. We saw them marching people out in the dead of night in Fort Lauderdale. They typically don't tell people that You know, we see this being this kind of training going on when it was happening in L.A. They talk to someone. He says, well, you know, you train the way you're going to fight. Where are you going to fight? If you're going to fight in the mountains, you train in the mountains. If you're going to do it in the desert, you do it in the desert. If you're going to train in American cities, you train in American cities with the police. Of course, you know, we don't need this kind of training. We don't need special forces operating as boots on the ground for the NSA. That's what they put themselves out there for. That's what McRaven was shopping himself out for. That's the thing that concerns me the most, okay? That we would have the military putting themselves out there as boots on the ground for the NSA. And you, if you understand what human domain analytics is about, if you understand what mastering the human domain is about, that was the keynote title, the title of the keynote speech at the U.S. Geospatial Intelligence Foundation a couple of years ago. What they're doing is they're collecting biometrics on you, not just the fingerprints and everything. And, of course, we got another article here about how the government has just lost 21 million fingerprints, have been hacked for that, after losing millions and millions of Social Security data, losing their employees' data. I mean, really? Are we supposed to trust these people? But the scariest thing about this is that they're taking this biometric information, they're combining it with activity-based intelligence so that they can track everywhere you go. That becomes the ultimate biometric. That was a report that we did that Rob Jacobson put together. Jakari Jackson narrated that just a couple of weeks ago, talking about how the ultimate biometric is your activity-based intelligence. Who you know, where you go, when you go. And that's not our quote. That's not our summary. That's the summary of IBM's man who works in this field. This is the coming area, the up-and-coming area of intelligence. It's been there for a long time. It's been a U.S. Geospatial Intelligence Group for at least 15 years. That's when James Clapper was put in charge of it. It predates that. It's a massive part of the military-industrial complex, and the special forces people, Admiral McRaven, when he was there as commander, was looking for increased involvement with special forces. We should be very concerned that a government that wants to track us everywhere we go, know everything about us, denies everything, denies us knowing anything about them, we should be very concerned when they start combining with troops, labeling our states, our real areas, as enemy areas, and create an exercise that's going to last for a couple of months. This is an intelligence gathering operation. It began when people pushed back against it. They wanted to mark down who's for them and who's against them. Well, put me down as against this. I have no intimidation about saying that. Put me down as against a militarized police state. A standing army is a danger to this republic, and it is no better example of this than military exercises that say they're going to be moving amongst the population, trying to keep from being detected. It's unconventional warfare. Unconventional warfare doesn't mean it's just a little bit different from what they've done before. It's a very specific term. This is what special forces do. They go in, they identify who in the government they can work with, who is going to be opposed to them, so they know who to take down, who to reward, who to do their dirty work. It's a PSYOP operation. That's also part of unconventional warfare. But they're combining this with geospatial intelligence, biometric information. This is pre-crime profiling. You should be very concerned about this. Very concerned. Let me give you an example. When you look at police pre-crime profiling that is being passed over to artificial intelligence, as we're seeing increasingly. A good example of how this can go wrong, and as already has, as they're developing the software, they have all these cameras watching people. They have so many cameras, they can't hire enough people to watch us, to look at those cameras. Same problem that the East German Stasi government had, right? So what's the solution? Well, now they've got computers that they can program, and they can give them these algorithms. So here's an example. One of these tests, they were looking at a guy who was standing next to his car for a while. And then the camera and the AI noticed that this guy who was standing next to this camera for a little bit of time all of a sudden kneels down and disappears. Ah, they say, this looks like a car theft. So they dispatch 911. The guy was changing his tire. But, of course, in this environment where the police are being trained by the federal government to shoot first and don't even ask any questions, that could wind up getting someone killed. We need to understand what our founder said, what Madison said. A standing army is a danger to the Republic. The means of defense abroad have always become the tools of tyranny at home. Stay with us. When we come back, we're going to talk about what's going on with Planned Parenthood, this new video that was released, and the pushback against it. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Wednesday, July 15th, 2015. Of course, it is the first day of Jade Helm 15. Alex Jones will be joining us later in the show. He's working on a big story right now, but he'll be in studio with us. I want to go to a report that Joe Biggs shot yesterday about the beginning of Jade Helm. Let's run that report.
Joe Biggs here with InfoWars.com. Now we are less than 24 hours away from Operation Jadehelm 15 being conducted. Now, there's a lot of things I want to talk about. The fact that the mainstream media continuously tries to demonize InfoWars.com on its coverage of Jadehelm.
Well, conspiracy theories are running wild tonight about the Army's plan for a multi-state training exercise this summer called Jadehelm 15.
Texas will be simulated hostile territory. While that hostile characterization didn't sit well with a far-right radio host in Austin who told his listeners that he had access to the secret document that details a federal takeover in Texas.
The fact that so many Americans really just don't even trust the government since the Obama administration has been in place. And it has nothing to do with race. We don't like Bush either, but things have really gotten bad since he has been the president of the United States. And like Ted Cruz said, there's nothing wrong with people questioning the government. That is our right as Americans. We're supposed to question the government because I'll tell you what, our government will question us all the time. So we have to flip that around on them and try and find out what's going on and expose the truth. Now, there's a number of things that the mainstream media has been doing. They say that we try to fearmonger, that we're basically giving birth to this paranoid group of Americans about Jadehelm, when in fact they do the exact same stuff, except even worse because they have a much larger following. Fox News, CNN, millions and millions of people all around the world watch these places. And in the days coming up to the 4th of July weekend, what do? They said there was going to be an imminent attack by ISIS on the 4th of July weekend. That's fear-mongering. They had no proof of that happening whatsoever. And the 4th of July came, and nothing happened. You hear nothing from the entire populace of Americans complaining, hey, why are you guys pushing this? Why are you doing this? But I guarantee you, when Jadehelm comes and goes and nothing happened, the same thing's going to happen to us. They're going to demonize us again, going, oh, my God, look at these kooky tinfoil hat people that said that there was going to be an overthrow of the government and that they were going to take your guns and nothing happened. Oh, my God. That's ridiculous because they're doing the exact same stuff. They fearmonger more than anybody. Every time you turn on one of those TV shows, it's the most depressing thing in the world. And all we're trying to do is look at these documents and slides and go, hey, this needs to be questioned. This needs to be looked at. And we're not the only people who think that, because Governor Greg Abbott of Texas thinks the exact same thing. He's listened to his constituents and is now going to have the Texas State Guard monitoring the Jadehelm 15 exercises. You have Chuck Norris coming out saying, hey, if you don't know about Jadehelm, you should. There's a lot of people around the world who are concerned about it, and all eyes are going to be on Texas, Utah, Southern California, and Florida over the next 2 months to see whether or not there's a takeover or if nothing happens. But there's one thing I can tell you will happen, a conditioning of the people. And that's what we've said since day one. This will be used as a tool to condition the American public to seeing military roaming up and down the streets in Humvees, helicopters flying at night, exercises being conducted. Now, someone inside Special Ops saying that there would be no media access granted to any type of news agencies out there to cover this. But time and time again over the past, media has been allowed to go cover these events. Now, what were they thinking when they released this statement? This adds further speculation to what's going on with Jadehelm. We've already caught the architects of Jadehelm in a lie numerous times. They said that the people, the private landowners, came to special operations and requested that their land be used for an operation that they didn't even know existed. When in fact, SOCOM came out there, knocked on the door and said, hey, can we use your land and we're going to give you money? They denied giving money, but the mayor of Big Spring, Texas came out and said, in fact, that the government approached them and also was giving them money. So over the next 2 months, we're going to be out here covering these stories. We're going to try to go to different locations across Texas, maybe some of the other states as well, to bring you guys up-to-date information. But I want to ask a favor from each and every single one of you out there watching this video right now. If you live in one of these areas where these missions will be conducted, please get off the couch, go out, grab your camera, go rent a camera, get a cheap little Polaroid, something, take pictures and email us at showtips@infowars.com with these videos so you can help us get this information out to the people who want to see it. So once again, thank you for watching this video. My name is Joe Biggs with InfoWars.com.
Absolutely, folks. This is your country, too. So if you see something, show something. Give it to us. Put it up on YouTube. Send us the link. We need to get this information out there. It's difficult sometimes to distinguish between something that is suspicious and something that is routine military movement because we have so much military in this country. Stay with us when we come back. We're going to talk about this Washington Post story.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, InfoWars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com. Owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people. They're veterans, they're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, HDFirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms. HDFirearms.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Babies incinerated to heat UK hospitals. Soylent Green, ladies and gentlemen, is made out of people.
But now children are literally being passed through the furnace in order to fuel hospitals in the UK. They're being sacrificed on the altar of efficiency and prosperity.
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
The powdered flesh from dead babies. Some people believe they can cure disease.
Because of its enormous popularity, Soylent Green is in short supply. Remember, Tuesday is Soylent Green Day.
The supply of Soylent Green has been exhausted. You must evacuate the area.
The federal court ruled that the shareholders of PepsiCo, big Bilderberg Group company, are not allowed to know what they're using the baby parts for in the flavoring, but we already know. So enjoy the flavor.
We're going to get the real solution, which is going to be a combination of death panels and sales taxes.
I'm consistently pro-death. I'm for assisted suicide. I'm for regular suicide. I'm for whatever gets the freeway moving.
Is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better
not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-off in medical costs. But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion.
They told me to say that they were sorry, but that you had become unreliable.
Is this the kind of society that you want to live in? Any kind of society that would do this to its children will do it to its senior citizens. It will do it to its dissidents. That kind of society will also eventually turn on its police, on its army, on its prison guards, on the Quislings and the collaborators who make that possible. This is nothing but a suicide cult.
The scoops are on their way.
Soylent Green means life. You will find out why Soylent Green means death.
We've got to stop them!
Is the secret of Soylent Green.
Soylent Green is people!
Brilliant piece by Darren McBreen. Yeah, this is ultimately, folks, this is not about pro-choice. This is not about the right to privacy. Can we even hear them say those ridiculous words anymore when they take away your right to make decisions, informed consent about what's injected into your body? They want to talk about pro-choice. They want to talk about a right to privacy when we've got a government that spies and maps out everything that we do. When they take away our informed consent on every basis, and of course we've got another bill before California legislature. Now that they got informed consent removed from parents for their children in order to get an education, now they're going to extend it to nursing homes. And, of course, we've talked to nurses against mandatory vaccines. This has been going on for quite some time through intimidation to nurses and healthcare workers in hospitals. Now they're going to make a crime out of it in California. And, of course, when we interviewed her, one of the things that she pointed out to us was that they knew that when they gave these vaccines to premature, low birth weight babies, they knew it was going to require intubation. It was going to create respiratory emergencies for these children, and yet they did it anyway. They said, get the stuff ready. We're about to vaccinate these kids. And they knew they couldn't handle it, but they did it anyway. That's where we are, folks. And oh, by the way, in case you thought that was a conspiracy theory or you didn't believe her when she said that, within about a month, she found a study where the Journal of the AMA actually admitted that they had done a long-term study of several thousand children and had seen exactly that and refused to stop doing it. Now, yesterday we had this video that was broken by an undercover research, a group that was looking at Planned Parenthood. Of course, we have the doctor. And let's understand, folks, we need to get over this idea that just because somebody has an MD degree does not make them trustworthy, does not make them ethical, okay? They can be corrupted like anybody else. You've got good doctors, you've got bad doctors. You've got good cops, you've got bad cops. You've got good people in the military, you've got bad people in the military, okay? That's why we have to have a system that doesn't operate on blind trust of authority. The doctors can be corrupted. We've seen many, many incidents of this. We've had doctors who did the Tuskegee experiment. We've got doctors who are working with the CIA doing torture in Gitmo. Over and over again, we see this in America. We don't have to go to Nazi Germany to point it out. But, of course, we had Josef Mengele doing experiments on people in Nazi war camps, saying that this is for the greater good. We're going to learn things about the human body by experimenting on these people without their consent, and that's going to help the rest of us, really. Okay, so now we've got this Planned Parenthood doctor, and she's not just any doctor. Dr. Deborah Nucatola, she is Planned Parenthood Federation of America. That's the overreaching group that franchises us out, I guess. She's the senior director for them of medical services, and they did an undercover video of her, and she is monologuing like a supervillain. And one of the things that is most annoying and frustrating about this, and just, I don't even know. It's just exasperating to see her and her callous, cavalier attitude munching away in this restaurant while she's talking about how she's going to chop up body parts a la carte. Pre-orders on these body parts. And we're going to talk about what she had to say. But first, this is the way the mainstream media spun it back. They wouldn't report it for the first part of the day. They waited until the very end of the day till they could come up with a spin on it. Well, one of the things that they did was when they first came out, the headline was, undercover video shows Planned Parenthood executives discussing organ harvesting. That was the first headline from the Washington Post. Then they changed it and said, no, she's not discussing organ harvesting. She's discussing fetal organs used for research. Look, if that was true, it would simply include and I'm sure it is true. I'm sure they do use it for research, among other things, whatever they're doing with it. It's an indictment of the entire medical community, that is now clamoring across the country to force us to take whatever they tell us that we have to take, to remove our informed consent for vaccines as they remove any legal liability from the pharmaceutical companies that make something and call it a vaccine. As John Rappaport said when he was on last Friday, they can do genetic experimentation. They can do things that will genetically modify your DNA. And they can call that a vaccine. They can call anything that they inject into you a vaccine, in which case they've been given legal immunity since 1986. So they have every financial incentive to, A, do no testing to make sure that this is safe, and B, do as much of it as they can. But this is what Washington Post says about this in terms of the way they spin it. They changed the headline from organ harvesting to research. Here's some good news in here. I really want to thank Governor Greg Abbott. I am constantly pleasantly surprised at what this man has done since he's been in office a short time. He tweeted this out yesterday. This is in the article as well. This is an article that's up on Infowars.com. Greg Abbott tweeted out last night. He said, I already sued Planned Parenthood for Medicaid fraud. Now Texas will look into these organ harvesting claims. Of course, it wasn't just the Washington Post. It was CNN. It was Newsweek. It was the New York Times. It was all the mainstream media coming back and saying, move along. There's nothing to see here. This is a conspiracy theory. This is the way CNN puts it. They said it is a purported video. No, it's an actual video. You can see it. You can see it on our site. You can see it on the Internet. I would suggest that you watch it because this is the way they push back on it. They say the video seemingly shows a member of the conservative Manhattan Institute's Center for Medical Progress claiming to be a startup biotech firm attempting to buy human fetal tissue for medical research. Planned Parenthood dismissed the video, calling it highly edited. No, it's not highly edited, and it's not a purported video. It's for real. And let me read you some of the stuff that's there, and I'll let the guys play this as a B-roll in the background for people who are watching this, but it's difficult to hear it on the radio. It is a hidden camera that's done at a lunch meeting, and they have it subtitled with large subtitles so you can see that. And by the way, anybody that wants to say that it is heavily edited, the Center for what is the name of this organization? Center for Medical Progress that did the investigation. They put out a 60-page transcript so you can see everything there. Okay. But what they have her saying and these long monologues that she's got are damning enough. Let me read some of this to you. They ask her, how much of a difference can this actually make? You know, if I kind of know what it's expected or we know what we need. So this is what I'm saying. This is the pre-order your body parts a la carte. And she says, well, if I know what's expected, that makes a huge difference. I'd say a lot of people want liver. And for that reason, most providers will do this case under ultrasound guidance. So they'll know where they're putting their forceps. This kind of rate-limiting step of the procedure is calvarium. Calvarium is the head, basically the biggest part. You know, like Christ was crucified in Calvary, the place of the skull. The calvarium is the Latin for the skull. So she says, yeah, we use the skull. We try to do that. But, you know, we want to maintain the chest cavity area is what she's saying. Now, here's what she said, going back to her exact quotes. She says, and with the calvarium in general, some people will actually try to change the presentation so that it's not vertex. Okay? Now, understand, and this is their comment in the video when they say, heavily edited. What they did was they added commentary. They stopped it at that point. They let it go a little bit. She says, so you start from a breach presentation. In other words, we don't want it to come from a Vertex presentation. So we find it useful in order to harvest these organs. We find it useful to manipulate the baby into a breech position for birth. And so then they put up on the video, they say, well, using ultrasound guidance to manipulate the fetus from vertex to breech orientation before intact extraction is the hallmark of the illegal partial birth abortion procedure. And they say, of course, the sale and purchase of human fetal tissue is a federal felony punishable by up to 10 years in prison and a fine of $500,000. Now, this doctor knows this. She knows that what they're doing is illegal, and she responds to that. She says, well, you know, partial birth abortion is illegal. We know that. But, she says, laws are open to interpretation. Actually, they're open to prevarication, aren't they, doctor? To do whatever you want. Now, understand that, as I point out, moving the child into a breech position is the hallmark of partial birth abortion. As I said before, I never really paid any attention to abortion. We were fortunate, my wife and I, we were never in a situation where we had to make that decision, and I feel very bad for people who have had to make that decision. I never really approached this from any perspective other than, let's say, a libertarian perspective, where it's like, I don't want government making decisions for me. I'll decide for myself. I really hadn't thought this through until I ran for Congress. And then I had people asking me, because partial birth abortion had just come out at that point in time, asking me what my position was on it. And I'd never heard of partial birth abortion. So I was curious and looked it up. Now, what they do is they take a baby that is viable, that is near to full term. They turn the baby around, they cause the mother to have a breech birth, and then before the baby is fully out of the mother, they murder it. They murder it. That is what this is. That's why it is illegal. But that is what they're doing so that they can preserve the tissues. They want to get the extremities. They want to make sure they get all the organs that are in the thoracic area. So they're manipulating it as a partial birth abortion. They are taking these parts as pre-order. Tell us what you want. We'll get it a la carte for you, okay? She says, at the national office, this is the doctor talking again from Planned Parenthood. She says, at the national office, we have a litigation and law department which just really doesn't want us to be in the middle right now on this issue. Yeah, I bet they don't. But they are. Thanks to the work of the people who did that undercover video, and that is, again, the Center for Medical Progress. This is the first, they say, of three videos that are going to be released. They say this is a nearly three-year-long investigation. It's part of a documentary that is going to show what is going on with this. Now, one of the things that Planned Parenthood said was, and their excuses, they say, well, patients sometimes want to donate tissue to scientific research. If you watch this video, and I suggest you watch it, if you can stand it, it'll probably get you very upset. It should get you very upset unless your conscience has been seared with a hot iron. If you look at this, there's nothing in there about talking to patients about donating tissue. They're saying, you tell us what you want, we'll get it. Okay? They're not informing the patients. They're also not looking after the patient's best interest when they create a breech birth. This is something that is an indictment not only of Planned Parenthood. This is an indictment of our legal system. It's an indictment of our society. It's an indictment of medical research in general that they would do something like this. I don't care if STEM research is the one that's making money. They're playing a shell game saying, oh, we're not making any money off of this. Baloney. We know exactly what's going on with this, and we know that there's a whole chain of people who are making money off of this. And this is an indictment, as I said, of everything in this country. We need to shut this down. I just don't have words for it. Interesting that as this was all going on yesterday, somebody decided that they would hack Scott Walker's website, readyforwalker.com. I don't know. This was a story that came out on Tuesday. I don't know if they did it on Monday or not, but they hacked readyforwalker.com and redirected it to Planned Parenthood. Oh, great guys, aren't they? So we've got a lot of candidates who are reacting to this, but I want to see the public reacting to this. I want people to take a look at this. I want you to look at it for yourself. I want you to educate others, educate yourself. Many people have sat on the sidelines for decades, as I did, not understanding what was involved in this. Many people who had an abortion did not understand what was involved in this. I understand that. We all understand that. We all do things in our life we regret. We need to stop, though. We need to take a close look at what's going on. I tell you, one of the other things that bothers me, this is another article that's in the news today. Man left paralyzed after militarized police fill him with bullet holes because he's got 8 ounces of weed. This is a guy who's sitting in his chair playing Xbox when he gets a SWAT raid, and he is shot multiple times and paralyzed. The war on drugs, another piece of insanity in our society. Listen, with all the stuff going on about El Chapo, or El, what is it, Chapo, I don't know. Anyway, this guy that Donald Trump is talking about so much, wouldn't it be interesting if Donald Trump would talk about how this guy became a billionaire in the drug trade? You know how he became a billionaire? You know why he's such a big guy? Because of our war on drugs, because of prohibition. It made him a made man, like Al Capone. Prohibition doesn't work. It paralyzes people who are playing video games in their home and not bothering anybody. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about Iran as well.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS80, Guns80.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you.
July 15th, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host. Alex Jones is going to be joining us later in the show, live in studio. He's working on a big story, but he will be with us later in the show. Now, this hour of the Alex Jones Show has been made possible by our Made in 1776 clothing line that you can find at InfoWarsStore.com. Of course, everything there is made in America. We have, for a limited time only, our Moulin Labe belt buckles. You can get them at 25% off. A great time to have that with everything that's going on, the struggle of Greek people against the bankers in Europe. It's a good time to have Moulin Labe. Of course, it has implications for us as well. You can get that at 25% off. You can support people who are making products in the United States. It is a win-win-win because you can support InfoWars as well and have a conversation starter where you can start to talk to people about the issues that really matter, about freedom, about liberty. We also, besides the belt buckles, we have Save America t-shirts. We have a Moulin Labe hoodie and many other things. You can find all that at InfoWarsStore.com. Click on the Made in 1776 label on the left-hand side. In the last segment, we were talking about, of course, the Mexican drug lord who's just escaped from prison, the multi-billionaire who just escaped from prison. And I said, you know, with all the talk that we have, and of course, there's a lot of points to be made about the open border, the absurdity of the situation, the danger of the situation that criminals and drug cartels can easily flow through the border. How did these drug cartels come into existence, though? Let's not give that part of the story a pass. What made this guy? As I said just before we went to break, what created him, what made him a billionaire is the war on drugs. What created the drug cartels that are so violent, over 30,000 people, I don't know what the exact total is, in Mexico, have died, brutally died. I mean, this drug cartel that he's head of, the Sinaloa cartel, they had their money laundered by HSBC. They were producing ISIS-style videos where they're chopping people's heads off with chainsaws. But, of course, HSBC, Eric Holder's former client, was given pretty much a pass for laundering money. They even had their own teller window there. So we can't talk about the origins or the real problem of the violence, which is the drug trade, drug prohibition, which gives a monopoly to these criminals. No, we can't talk about that. We can only talk about the open borders. The open borders and the violence coming across the open borders, you understand, is a symptom of the problem. It is not the origin of the problem. And it is the drug war is the origin of violence within America, not even coming into our country from other countries. Now, as Donald Trump is talking about that, as we look at Donald Trump, it's still very, very early. I mean, all these candidates, probably going to be some more Republicans jump into the race. I don't know. There's a gazillion of them in there already. Opposition research is already beginning on Donald Trump because he's now shot to the front of the pack because he's talked about something that is a concern to Republican voters that they used as an issue in the last election, then immediately turned their back on it, just like they did Obamacare. But now National Review is pointing out another issue. And you know, when we look at Donald Trump, I wonder, you know, is this guy going to be a dark horse? I really think he's really more of a stalking horse. I think he's out there putting positions out there for people. It's kind of like, if you don't know what a stalking horse is, Jeremiah Johnson, at one point, he hides behind a horse so he can get up close to a bear. And the other guy that he's with, as they're hiding behind the horse to get a closer shot, the other guy says, "And you gonna see how many legs we got?" And the guy says, "Bear doesn't know how many legs a horse has got." That's what a stalking horse is. Is using something as a shield to get in. Is he a stalking horse for the Democrats that he has given so much money to? But this is an article, even though it's opposition research, even though it's coming from National Review and the Club for Growth, and we know where these guys are coming from, it raises some very troubling issues about Donald Trump and his use of eminent domain. Do you remember Kello, the Kello decision, which said that governments can take other people's private property and give it to someone else? Donald Trump is like a character out of the Pixar movie Up, except he's the bad guy. We're going to tell you about that in the next segment. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a
long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.